The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, we begin the program with some good news out of Georgia. The Republican governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, has kept a campaign promise that if a heartbeat bill were passed in his state, he would immediately sign it as soon as it crossed his desk, and he has kept his word. Now, this is in spite of the fact that some big Hollywood luminaries, big Hollywood stars, have said, we're not coming to Georgia to make any more movies if you sign that bill. Now, some of you might be surprised that a pretty large portion of the income in Georgia is movies. Yeah, Hollywood has moved many of their operations to Georgia. It's much cheaper than California. The weather is just about as good. The topography is varied, not quite as much as Southern California, but quite a bit. So many Hollywood movies have been filmed in Georgia, and the film industry is growing and expanding and becoming a larger and larger part of the economy in Georgia. Unlike many politicians, Governor Brian Kemp made a promise, and he has kept it. In spite of threats of boycotts from Hollywood actors and actresses, he has kept his word. Under enormous pressure from Democrats, under withering protests for several weeks in Georgia, thousands of people have been protesting the heartbeat bill. Similar to here in Ohio, now we don't have the active movie industry here in Ohio that they do in Georgia, but our governor received threats. There were protests down at the State House. But anyway, the good news is Governor Brian Kemp today signed the Georgia Fetal Heartbeat Bill. That means that a baby as early as 6 weeks in the mother's womb cannot be aborted. As you would expect, Planned Parenthood is going to sue. As you might expect, ACLU is going to sue. ACLU of Georgia legal director Sean Young said they would challenge Georgia's new abortion restriction in court. And I quote, under 50 years of Supreme Court precedent, this abortion ban is clearly unconstitutional. every federal court that has heard a challenge to a similar ban has ruled that it is unconstitutional. And sadly, that is true. It doesn't mean it's right, and it does not mean that the Supreme Court might not reverse themselves. It would not be the first time that the Supreme Court has reversed itself, and in every case, when the Supreme Court has reversed itself, they have upheld a stronger stand on constitutional rights. Constitutional rights have not been taken away. They have been added. So that's good news out of Georgia. Congratulations to Governor Brian Kemp and his administration. And I know that there were thousands of people behind the scenes working for the heartbeat bill, just as they were here in the state of Ohio. And it is a good day in Georgia. It is a good day for anyone who loves life. Now, will this law save any babies? Not yet. It will immediately be challenged. A federal judge will either overturn it or issue a stay so that it cannot go into effect. We are absolutely certain of that. The law would take effect on January 1st of 2020, but we are guaranteed that it will not go into effect on January 1st, 2020, and that's okay. The people supporting the heartbeat bill in Georgia, just like the people supporting the heartbeat bill here in Ohio, knew that it would be overturned by a federal judge. Has not happened here in Ohio yet, but it probably will. And the issue is to force it to go to the Supreme Court. That's the whole idea. And hopefully overturn Roe v. Wade. Anyway, it is good news. The pro-life movement is strong in Georgia as it is here in Ohio. Georgia has a pro-life governor. Ohio has a pro-life governor. So that's good news. This is not good news. The folks at Gallup have just released their newest poll on church membership, and it's somewhat discouraging. Quote, a new survey shows that the percentage of Americans who belong to a church, synagogue, or mosque has fallen 20 points since 1999 to an average of 50%. In addition, millennials, only 42%, say that they actually belong to a church. Now, that is not representative of church attendance. Church attendance is much higher. This is a poll on actual membership, and we are finding, now there are two things happening here that the Gallup poll does not deal with. Number one, more and more and more people are attending church, even on a regular basis, but they're not joining. And number two, more and more and more churches are not emphasizing membership. Many of the larger, newer evangelical churches do not emphasize membership, which, by the way, I think is wrong. I think a church should emphasize membership for many, many reasons and many biblical reasons, but that's a topic for another discussion. But it is true. Many of the newer, large, evangelical mega churches say nothing about membership. Nothing at all. They're not concerned about how many people are members. They are concerned about how many, I don't want this to sound wrong, but they're concerned about how many warm bodies are either in the chairs or the pews on Sunday, and they really don't care about membership. Whereas, in the old days, the opposite extreme, where the old mainline Protestant denominations were all about membership and numbers, and they really didn't care about how many warm bodies they had on Sunday. And you might have a church with 3,000 members, and on any given Sunday morning, they got 72 people in the pews. So we have seen a complete shift in emphasis. So the 50% membership number does not really reflect how many people are actually attending church, but it's still a concerning trend. It is a concerning trend, and it has shown a dramatic drop in the last 10 to 20 years. That's not a good thing. All right, we do need to take a break, and we'll be back. Legislation has consequences. Here is another tragic story out of New York and a tragic consequence of the new abortion law in New York. Sad.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I think much of the country is still in somewhat of a state of shock over the horrific legislation passed in the state of New York about abortion, allowing abortion up to the actual day of delivery. And I don't know whether the governor, Governor Cuomo, who signed the legislation into law, or the legislators actually understood the far-reaching consequences. You have to think that they did, and they just didn't care. I mean, how could they not have thought through the consequences? For instance, just recently, a man named Jerry Brown, he is 34 years old, murdered Savannah Rivera and his, Jerry Brown's ex-girlfriend, Angela Valley. Murdered both of them. He almost decapitated Rivera, who, by the way, was pregnant. Now, before the law in New York was passed, Jerry Brown, 34 years old, would have been charged with the murder of these two women, but would also be charged with murder for the unborn child. But because of the new law in New York, there is no punishment whatsoever. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada, not even a charge concerning the unborn child. No charges whatsoever. None. He killed the unborn child, and there are no charges at all. No punishment, no justice, none whatsoever, because of the law signed by Governor Cuomo and passed by the legislature in the state of New York. Now, you would hope, you would sincerely hope that as more of these cases come to light, by the way, this is not the first case since the law, since the legislation became law, this is not the first case where an unborn child was killed and there's no charges. There have been others as well. And obviously, there will be more. This law is so radical, so egregious, so evil, that I think even many people on the left are beginning to wake up and they are saying, wait a minute, this is not what we stand for. Even people who are for abortion, I can't imagine that even people that are for abortion could support the abortion of a child on the actual day of their delivery. How extreme do you have to be? How cold, how hardened, how conscienceless? Is that a word? I think it is. Conscienceless. Could you be to not be troubled by such a radical, radical, radical piece of legislation? Speaking of radical, a video has gone absolutely viral. It is the video of State Representative Brian Sims in Pennsylvania. Guess what? He's a Democrat. Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims went down to a local Planned Parenthood in his district in southeastern Pennsylvania. In front of the Planned Parenthood office was an elderly Catholic woman praying. That's all she was doing. She was doing nothing else. She wasn't carrying a sign. She wasn't protesting. She wasn't shouting. She wasn't even talking. She was walking back and forth in front of the Planned Parenthood office doing nothing but praying. Brian Sims, the Republican lawmaker in Pennsylvania, begins harassing this woman, and he filmed himself doing it. He's not ashamed or embarrassed by it. In fact, he's quite proud of it. He filmed himself, and if you haven't seen it, look up Representative Brian Sims, S-I-M-S. Just do Brian Sims video. It'll pop up. As I said, it has gone viral for over 8 minutes. He berates this woman. He calls her names. He calls her a racist. He calls her grotesque. He continually hurls insults at her. He gets in her face with his camera. On the film, he begs people to find out what the woman's name is and her address so they can actually go to her house. Talk about a bully harassing this woman, calling her names, berating her. Shouting at her, shame on you, shame on you. Then he says, if you know who this woman is, you can give me her address and we'll protest out in front of her home. Let's go protest out in front of her house. Tell her what's right for her body. He called her an old white lady who refused to show her face. Well, she didn't want to be harassed and she didn't want to be filmed. It is absolutely a despicable show of cowardice and bullying. We often hear the Democrat liberal left say that they are the party of women and they want to protect women. They want to stand against bullies. Well, this man is a bully. And I would hope, now this is fairly new, I would hope and pray that the Pennsylvania General Assembly would do something about one of their members publicly, proudly. Again, he filmed himself for 8 minutes berating this woman, shaming this woman, calling her names, harassing her. And he filmed it himself. He's quite proud of it. Now, there was some pushback, and as a result of the pushback, the same Brian Sims tweeted, bring it, Bible bullies, you're bigots, sexists, and misogynists, and I see right through your fake morals and your broken values. As I said, I would hope the public outrage is deafening over in Pennsylvania, and the Pennsylvania House of Representatives would take action against this bully. He is nothing but a cowardly bully picking on an older woman who is doing nothing but praying. Don't tell me it's the right that are filled with hatred and anger and vitriol. It's not the right, folks. It's the left.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.